Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. We have Shaykh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
From one, the seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day. Shed the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see? What I see, what I see. See what I see, what I see.
So today's question asks why Imam Ali alayhi salam has selected some of the names of the previous caliphs for his children. Did it have any special reason, or was it a custom on that time to name your children after head of the tribes or great men of the history or the caliphs or not? We know that there have been some, we can say, disagreements, is better to call it, between Imam Ali alayhi salam and the previous three caliphs. So why Imam Ali alayhi salam would go on with selecting the names of the first three caliphs on his children?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم وانتقني بالهدى والهمني التقوى ووفقني للتي هي أزكى واستعملني بما هو أرضى. So in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we begin with the aim and goal of making clear different doubts that have been raised about some of the historical occasions and events that took place in the beginning of Islam's history.
Yes.
And so we see that this is a doubt that is raised by some of the scholars or some of the ulama of our Sunni brothers, that if Imam Ali alayhi salam had serious differences with the caliphs or the first three caliphs, as the Shias say, then why did he name his sons, for example, in the name of Osman, Abu Bakr, Omar, or the names of the first three caliphs? And so the answer that we can give is that first of all, these names were the names that were usually put for the children. These were very common names, right? And so in the history books that have been compiled by our Sunni brothers, I'll give you the reference of the book Al-Isaba fi Tamiz al-Sahaba.
Yes.
In this book, Al-Isaba fi Tamiz al-Sahaba, which has been researched by Dr. Turki, in the volume 8 of this book, it recalls how many companions were named Omar, right? And so the list contains 21 companions with the name of Omar.
That's right.
Right? So we have, for example, Omar ibn Burayr, Omar ibn Sabit,
yes.
Omar ibn Salim, Omar ibn Suraga, Omar ibn Sa'id, Omar ibn Sa'd, Omar ibn Ubaidullah, Omar ibn Auf. So, and the list goes on to 21 names. So this was a common name,
yes,
at that time. And so out of those 21 names, how can we be sure that Imam Ali alayhi salam, for his love for the second caliph, named his son Omar?
Yes.
Rather, what is more probable is that this was a common name and a common practice that to name your son or your child with these common names.
So,
and this had a good meaning,
yes,
right,
yes,
at that time. Right. The historical narrative from the book that I just mentioned, that compiles the names of all the companions of the Holy Prophet.
That's right.
It proves that these were common names. Omar was named for 21 companions of the Holy Prophet. And Osman More interestingly is the name of 38 companions of the Holy Prophet mm-hmm. in the same book.
Yes.
Al-Isaba fi Tamiz al-Sahaba, volume number 8. In the list of all the companions that were named Usman, it has 38 names.
That's right.
So Usman ibn, we have Arqam.
Yes.
We have Usman ibn Shammas, Usman ibn Shaiba, Usman ibn Muhammad. And so the list goes on to 38 names.
Mm-hmm.
And Abu Bakr as well. Abu Bakr, for example, was the name of some three, four companions.
That's
one
right.
of them is Abu Bakr ibn Hafs. One of them is Abu Bakr ibn Sha'ub. One of them is Qais ibn Saur. His kunya was Abu Bakr.
That's right.
And so these were names that were common. They had good meanings.
Mm-hmm.
And Arabs would usually put these names for the children.
That's
one right. more important point is that did Imam Ali himself say anything regarding the names of these children that he had put, Usman, Abu Bakr, or Umar? Did he say that I put these names because out of my
honor and
affection
respect for,
and
yes,
honor for right. the caliphs?
Okay.
We don't find such a hadith in the historical traditions. Rather, what we do find is that the name of Usman was put in the name of another companion of the Holy Prophet, whose name was Usman ibn Maz'un.
Uh-huh.
And so we have this tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salam in Maqatil al-Talibin,
yes.
the book from Abu al-Faraj al-Isfahani. And he says that Usman ibn Ali, alladhi ruviya an aliyin annahu qala. That is, this is a narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he says that innama sammaytuhu bi ismi akhi Usman ibn Maz'un. So I have named this child of mine Usman ibn Ali. Usman, why did I name him Usman? Because out of my respect, bi ismi akhi Usman ibn Maz'un, who was the companion of the Holy Prophet. And so we see that only this tradition has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam himself, that I named him for this reason, that I had an affection for Usman ibn Maz'un, and I named him as such. But we do not find the same tradition, for example, in honor of the first or the second caliph.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And another fact to consider is that the names of the children were put by, at times, what was the tradition? The tradition was that the names were put by the mothers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have in the tradition that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِي أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا. That my mother named me Haider.
Yes.
Or, for example, in the case of Karbala, the tradition of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who says that regarding Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, he says that antal hur kama sammatka ummuka hurran.
Yes.
Right? So here also the tradition that Hur was named Hur by his mother.
Yes.
And so we could also say we are not sure that Imam Ali named them with these specific names. And so nothing can be proved by such tradition. Regarding this is that from the beginning of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was introducing Imam Ali alayhi salam as
his successor. That's right.
Right? And the one who is going to carry the torch forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so Imam Ali's reputation did not need attachment to such and such a person to be honored, for example, in the Muslim community or to give a message to anyone, for example. And we know about Imam Ali alayhi salam. that his life is a testimony that he had no material intentions in his life, and so nothing like that can be even thought about in
That's
the
right.
great personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
What we can say is that these were common names, and we even don't know about
right.
whether these names were put by Imam Ali alayhi salam himself. And regarding one of these names, Usman ibn Ali, we have the tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salam himself in the book of Abul Faraj al-Isfahani that I named my son Usman because out of my love for Usman ibn Maz'un, mm-hmm. another companion of the Holy Prophet and not the third caliph. And so
it is exactly like this. I would say that the name Ali mm-hmm. was starting with the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. It is not so.
Hmm.
Before Ali ibn Abi Talib, the name Ali existed, okay? But the person who gave honor to the name of Ali, we can say, was mm-hmm. Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Regarding Imam Ali, I think we
yes.
have the tradition that
yes.
he was named Ali
mm-hmm.
by God himself.
Uh-huh.
And so,
okay.
and so we have to, regarding Ali, that was the tradition. But regarding these other common names we have, that these were common names at that time and nothing of meaning can be produced. And so we see that mm-hmm. The evidence is not there to support the case of our brothers.
That's right.
From the Ahl as-Sunnah, for example, that these names were put by Imam Ali alayhi salam.
And the number is not many. I mean, out of all the children mm. of Ali ibn Abi Talib
of
that
course.
Are named after Umar or mm. We can say Abu Bakr or Osman, the very beautiful story here is about a son of Abi Bakr called Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, isn't it?
Right.
Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr was nurtured by Imam Ali alayhi salam, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a true follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was nurtured by Ali ibn Abi Talib. I mean, this is a rare case in the history. I mean, you know, we know that he was very much different from the other sons of the caliphs. So Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr is also a good story, I mean the history to read. That's right.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for your nice elaboration regarding why some of the names of the children of Imam Ali alayhi salam were the same as the caliphs. It was very kind of you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي